Well, I'm thankful that I have found this great salvation to satisfy my soul. I'm satisfied completely, and He is my choice forevermore. Ask for your prayers this morning that the Lord would bless and help me to be able to bring out what He would have, that He would anoint our hearts to receive it. I'd like to consider this morning today. There's a gift that the Lord has given to every one of us that's here. He's given us the gift of today. I'd like to look in the 6th chapter of the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 6, and beginning in the 7th verse. Well, let's begin in the 9th. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. After this manner, he said, pray. He gave us a model. He gave us an example. Not that we were to just repeat these words, but that it would be the prayer of our heart. And there's so much in that Lord's Prayer, as we call it, that it's not my burden or focus this morning, but I'd like for us to consider what he said. Give us this day our daily bread. You know, it is the Lord that provides for us. It is the Lord that in whom we live and we move, we breathe, we have our being. Without the Lord, we don't have anything. And we live in a time and an age where we are taught to be self-sufficient. And there's value in working and trying to provide and not just sitting by and waiting for someone else. But when it comes down to it, every one of us are dependent upon the Lord. This day, I need the Lord. It doesn't matter how long I've lived. It doesn't matter how strong I am, how well I feel. I need the Lord today. I need the Lord to give me sustenance, to give me strength. The Lord is the one that created this day. The Lord alone knows what this day holds. He knows what tomorrow holds. And the Lord knows how to provide for us this day our daily bread. The bread that I need for today. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. It's about more than our food and our drink. The Lord is able to provide that. And how many promises there are in His Word of how He'll provide and He'll care for us. The Lord knows the things that we have need of, and He's able to provide for those. You know, the Lord knows what I have need of, physically, emotionally, spiritually, in every way. The Lord knows the things that I have need of. I was struck by something that was brought out, I believe, last weekend. No good thing will He withhold from those that walk uprightly. And I can look at it and I have an idea in my mind of what good is. Lord, I want good health. I want people to treat me right. I want all of these things. I want to go just this way. But the Lord looks at it differently than we do. The Lord knows our daily bread. The Lord knows the things that I need this day. Lord, I need you today. This, I believe, is a prayer of continual dependence, a recognition that I need the Lord. I need the Lord today. I don't want to go through this day without the Lord. Take heed, he that thinketh he standeth, lest he fall. He that thinks that I am sufficient, I am able, I am capable, lest we fall. Lord, I need you this day. And I believe that it is a recognition that every one of us need to have every day of our lives. Lord, I need you today. Lord, I need you to guide me. I need you to give me wisdom. I need you to protect me. Lord, give us this day our daily bread. I'd like to turn to Exodus. I believe this thought was brought out here recently as well. But I'd like to remind us of the 16th chapter of Exodus. Exodus 16 and 17th verse. This is when the Lord sent manna to the children of Israel and they were in the wilderness. Moses told him as they said, manna, what is it? He said, this is the bread that the Lord has given you to eat. He said, when the children of Israel did so and gathered some more, some less, and when they did meet it with an omer, he that gathered much had nothing over, and he that gathered little had no lack. They gathered every man according to his eating. Moses said, let no man leave of it until the morning. Notwithstanding, they hearkened not unto Moses, but some of them left of it until the morning, and it bred worms and stank, and Moses was wroth with them. Didn't I tell you? I told you don't leave it until the morning, but some of them, now why do you think some of them decided to do otherwise? You know, chances are they woke up hungry that morning. Maybe yesterday they had been hungry. And our mind so quickly goes to what tomorrow looks like. And it's so easy for us to try to figure out tomorrow and make provision for tomorrow. But that wasn't what the Lord wanted him to do. Now there is a balance in this, I believe, because the scripture tells us, to the sluggard, go to the ant. Learn of the ant's ways, who even in the summertime prepares for the winter. There is a place where the Lord wants us to use prudence in our lives and prepare as he did with Joseph in the land of Egypt. And that he prepared for the time that was coming ahead. But what I believe the Lord was emphasizing to the children of Israel, I am your provider. I am your God. I am the one that supplies your needs. You don't need to get into a place that you say, all right, I stockpiled now, and I'm good for a little while. We need the Lord every day to provide for us, to give us the things that we need, the grace, the strength, the wisdom that I need. So he told him every day, with the exception of one day, before the Sabbath, every day you're going to take the amount that you need. Every man according to his eating, as I believe Brother Rick brought out in the testimony. According to your need, you take unto yourself. And it'll be enough for that day. It'll sustain you. It'll be enough to provide the nourishment, the nutrients, the strength that you need for this day. It may not be too much. It's not. He said no man had left over. You know, the Lord's grace is sufficient for us. You heard again last weekend about God's grace. It is sufficient. It is adequate. It is enough for us. But the Lord wants us to be dependent upon Him. He may not give us a full barrel of oil, but He'll give us enough. He'll give us what I need for this day. And I may look on it and say, Lord, I need this. And Lord, this is right around the corner. And Lord, tomorrow. And He says, I'll give you this day what you have need of. Those that tried to carry it over, those that tried to hold on to it for tomorrow in their own providing for themselves and their own wisdom, it stank the next day. It didn't work for them the next day. The Lord wants every one of us to depend upon Him each and every day. That we not depend on an experience of salvation from 30 years ago, from 10 years ago. Again, keep in mind throughout there's balance that the Lord wants us to have in this. There is value in our experience. There is value in our Ebenezer stones of the past. But the Lord wants to do something for us today. The Lord wants to give us something this day that will sustain us in our current distress. our present troubles. Lord, give us this day our daily bread. Think about what Job said whenever his wife told him, just curse God and die. All that had happened to Job, a prosperous, a wealthy man, and suddenly it's all stripped from him. And he said, you speak as the foolish women. Shall we receive good at the hand of the Lord and not receive evil or not receive bad? It comes from the Lord. Lord, give us this day what you see we need. The Lord is able to do that. I'd like to turn back now to the 6th chapter of Matthew. Matthew 6 and the 25th verse. It says, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. Yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? You know these things. We read about it. They're encouraging. You know, it has practicality in my life. And it's easier for me to read these things and perhaps think of the disciples the Lord was speaking to. But he's talking about not giving ourselves over to anxiety, to worry, to fear, to stress. And sometimes that's easier said than done. I need a grace and a strength to be able to do it, because the Lord has given me a mind and he's given me reasoning, and I can look at situations and say, Lord, I need this, and Lord, I need that, and I can look ahead and try to extrapolate, Lord, this is going to cause that, is going to cause that, and I'm going to need this. And the Lord is trying to impart to them and to us, I've got tomorrow. Leave that with me. I'll provide for you today. I'll provide the needs that you have. The Lord sees and he cares about the smallest detail of creation. And how much more he cares about us. He sees our needs. He sees our tomorrows. The Father, your heavenly Father, knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. You know, I believe it's the idea that the Lord is imparting to us here is there's enough in today for us. Today is what the Lord has given us. Yesterday is not ours, nor is tomorrow. Tomorrow belongs to the Lord. And yesterday, I can't go back and relive yesterday. Today is the gift that the Lord has given me. What am I doing with that gift? What am I doing with today? You know, the enemy would like to rob from us our today by bringing anxiety and pressure and stress and fears of what tomorrow holds. And the Lord is trying to remind us through these things that I've got tomorrow. I am the Lord of tomorrow. I dwell in tomorrow. That's not yours. Leave that with me, and I've given you today. The Lord knows the things that we have need of. He said, sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Today is going to have enough for us to deal with. This day that I am facing right now is going to have enough that I have to figure out and work with. It's my daily bread today. It is enough without me trying to drag into it yesterday. Without me trying to drag the guilts and the fears and the regrets and the things of yesterday. That's in the past. Now there are things that we have to do about yesterday. I've got to get it under the blood. I've got to bring it to the Lord. There's a song that came to my mind. The Lord gave to Sister Angela. You probably heard it. Lord, I lay my burdens at your feet. Say, Lord, I lay my past all at your feet. Every moment shrouded in defeat. Every time I wandered from your side. Every day I wasted in my foolish pride. Every disappointment, hurt, and care. Every wound that I was called to bear. Every bitter tear that mingled with the sweet. Lord, I lay my past all at your feet. Think about what the Apostle Paul said. Philippians, the third chapter. Paul had a lot of things that could have been baggage to him. I can only imagine the agony, the torture that he could have experienced and felt as he remembered holding the clothes of a man named Stephen. Well, I guess it was either his or those who were stoning him. But Saul stood by and he witnessed that and he did nothing. Saul persecuted the churches. You ever have the enemy come and try to bring the ghost of yesterday? Try to bring the ghost of the past to just so enshroud and overshadow your path. You know what the enemy's trying to do? He's trying to rob from me the gift that I have that is today. I can lose today. I can lose what I'm supposed to be doing with today because of the load that is of yesterday. There is a place that I have to come to that Paul himself came to. I can't carry that. I can't bear that load. I can't dwell in that place. I've known of folks that have just, through grief, through tragedy, oh, there's a place of healing. There's a place of grief and sorrow that we go through. But I remember one individual that for year after year after year, he lived in the past and lost his companion and went through that place of grief and sorrow, but never came out of it. Had his windows darkened and blackened in his house. He was a dear brother. But he was never able to get out from under that load of yesterday. There is a place that the Lord wants to bring us to of healing from our hurts of yesterday so that we can live today. Paul said in Philippians, the third chapter, said of the things that he was having to deal with, he said, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal this unto you." I don't have to just sit under the burden and the load of yesterday. I can move forward with assurance as I lay my past at Jesus' feet. When I have done all that I know to do and I've brought my past to the Lord and I've brought those mistakes and I've brought those failures and I've brought those regrets to the Lord and laid them at His feet. It says that the Lord cast transgression as far as the east is from the west into the sea of forgetfulness. And the Lord wants us sometimes to have a sea of forgetfulness that we cast those things into. There's an order of operation. I can't just move on and throw it into the sea of forgetfulness when I haven't taken it first to the feet of the cross. Then I've got to take my burden there. I've got to plunge it under the blood, and then I can leave it there in the sea of forgetfulness. Forgetting those things that are behind. I can't carry that. I'm not designed, I'm not equipped to be able to carry the load of yesterday and the load of today. Sufficient unto this day. There's enough that I'm having to deal with here. The grace of God is sufficient for us today. That grace is sufficient for today. Not for yesterday plus today plus tomorrow. The Lord will give us this day the grace that I need. But I've got to be willing to forget those things that are behind by the Lord's help, by the Lord's strength, by the Lord's grace, to leave those things and say, Lord, help me to do with this day what you want me to do. So the past is not ours. Neither is yet the future. You know, if we're not careful, we can usurp God of that which belongs to Him by trying to dwell in tomorrow, by trying to figure out tomorrow, by trying to solve it all now. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. There is enough for us to deal with today. The Lord wants us to live today well. He's not called us to live tomorrow. Not yet. We'll get there if the Lord spares time. And His grace will be there tomorrow, just like that renewed manna for us. Have you ever felt overwhelmed as you look at the future? As you look at what seems to be ahead and think, it's too much. It's too much. I can't do it. You ever have the devil fight you in those ways? You ever have the devil come along and say, well, what about this? What if that happens? What if you get down into this kind of place? What if the pain's too much for you? What if you're not able? You know, there's a place that I have to lay that at the Lord's feet. That song goes on to say, Lord, I lay my future at your feet. Each tomorrow that I fear to meet, I'm assured that gently I'll be led. You've been there, and you know just what lies ahead. Hold my hand and guide me all the way. Give me grace sufficient for each day. By your power, I'll never claim defeat, never have to claim defeat. Lord, I lay my tomorrow at your feet. Lord, I give my life to you each day. Take my cares, I cast them all away. Carry me in your everlasting arms so sweet. Lord, I lay my burdens at your feet. In the workplace, there's a technique that is important, that's helpful, that's taught. If there's a project and a problem too big for you, pare it down to bite-sized chunks. Because you can look at something and say, I don't know what to do with that. I can't fix that. I can't solve that. Well, no. And there's a crude analogy, wherever this got started from. You eat an elephant a bite at a time. Never wanted to eat elephant, but if you were going to, it'd be a bite at a time that you'd do it. But there are big things that we face in life that we can look at and say, I don't even know where to start. I can't do this. I can't handle this. And the Lord says, a bite at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus. The Lord doesn't ask us to face tomorrow yet. He asks us to face today with the grace that He's given us for this day. And so again, if we're not careful, through the fears and the dreads and the anticipation and trying to figure out and thinking about what might be on the morrow, we can usurp God of what belongs to Him. That's His. That's His to figure out. That's His to prepare me for. And I know, again, this is something that the Lord has to help me with. It's something that He has to help me with over and over again. Because a new battle comes up. A new trial comes up. Lord, whoa! Lord, what is this? I no trouble nor sorrow see today, nor will I borrow gloomy visions of the morrow. Well, the enemy is right there to try to bring gloomy visions and dark pictures of what might be, could be, is most likely to be. And the enemy wants to try to just work with and agitate and build that up to such a place that it is insurmountable, that it's too big. And I become so discouraged that I'm ready to just call defeat, and I've not even gotten there yet. Have you ever been in a place where that you feared the most never even came to pass? How much energy did we expend that was needless? And not just energy that we expended, but the energy the Lord gives us is for today. It's not for tomorrow. So it means whenever I am expending energy, I'm saying in what I'm thinking about and I'm worrying about and I'm spending my time on, it means it's taking it from something that was designed for today. The Lord has given us today to live. That's the gift. And Lord, help me to live it well. One day at a time. I can remember as a teenager, and still relate much to this because the future is still uncertain, so uncertain to me. I don't know what tomorrow holds. But I remember as a teenager, I wanted so to do the Lord's will. Lord, I want to be used of You. Lord, I want to just give my life to You. Lord, I want to work for You. Lord, what can I do? And I remember that just, it's like it weighed on me. I don't know. How am I supposed to figure out what job I need to be and where I need to live and who I need to marry? And all these things are just, these are big decisions that impact the rest of my life. I don't want to take them lightly. Lord, I want to know. And in my mind, I'm thinking, Lord, if You would just give me this picture of where You want me to be 20 years from now, Lord, what do You want me to do for You? What place do You want me to fill in the body? Lord, where? And the Lord didn't do it. Instead, He helped me to realize that's not how I call. At least not for me. Maybe just because my weakness and my propensities. But He began to show me, Clint, if I showed you, here's what tomorrow looks like. For one thing, I probably couldn't take it. For another thing, I'd be trying to make it happen on my own. If the Lord showed me when I was 16, Clint, I want you to be a minister. I want you to be a pastor. I want you to do this. And I want you to live. I'd be having to try. Okay, this is what I'm supposed to be. So I think now I need to be preparing by doing. Leave that in the Lord's hands. And so what I want to encourage you with today, wherever you're at in your life, live it a day at a time. Live what God has called you to today, and you'll be ready for tomorrow. Do what you know to do right now. It's not for us to try to winnow our own path. It's not for us to try to make it happen. Connect the dots. Shove the doors open of what I think my tomorrow is supposed to look like. But if I'll be faithful to today, Lord, I don't know what to do, but you know what? I do remember my brother is in a battle. I can send a text. I can put a card in the mail. Lord, I do remember so-and-so is sick, and maybe I could be an encouragement to them. The trash needs taken out. Maybe I can do the things that I know to do now. Be faithful in today. Be faithful in what the Lord has given me. The Lord has, again, given us a gift, a charge of today. Lord, help us to do with today what He wants us to do. James, the fourth chapter. It says in James 4 in the 13th verse, go to now, ye that say today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Well, isn't that what we do? We plan, we think. Some people like lists. Some people don't. Make up a list and a plan. I'm going to do this, then this, and then this. And then once that happened, I'll try to lay it all out. Have you ever found life throws curveballs your way? And suddenly your list falls apart and it doesn't work. I didn't see that coming. Now what do I do? Aren't you thankful nothing is a curveball to the Lord? Aren't you thankful nothing catches the Lord by surprise? There is nothing that is a crisis to the Lord. By that I mean there's nothing that the Lord encounters. I didn't see that coming. I don't know what to do here. The Lord's got it. The Lord saw it coming. The Lord knew what was coming, and He wants to remind us throughout our lives, child, just trust me for today. Trust me for this step. I think about the children of Israel, the priests, I think it was, that were sent before at the Jordan River as they were passing over into Canaan land, and He said, you step your foot into the river. It's easier for us to think, Lord, hold on here. We've got things out of order. You part the river and then I step in. You make the way and you show me what that way is. And you help me see it through all the way to the end. And then I'll step in. But the Lord said, no, this is a thing of trust and obedience. You live today. You take this step and then see what I'll do. But first you take this step. You fulfill this, and then I'll be there to show you the next step. And then I'll be there to show you the next step. If we're not careful, we can draw back in unbelief and just sit where I feel most secure, where I feel safest. And the Lord is saying, one day at a time, one step at a time, child, go forth as I show you the next step. And you get there, then I'll show you the next step. And I found that's the way it is through so much of life. All of the worrying and anxieties, you all know what, oh, trivial little trial really compared to what many go through. But when we were unemployed and the future seemed uncertain and didn't know what it held and what it was all about, all the lessons that the Lord taught, and yet the things I still learned the hard way, that I look back when I saw how the Lord brought it all to pass, and I'm like, I didn't have to worry. It didn't help anything. The Lord had it. The Lord had a plan all along. I didn't know what that plan was. I wanted to see it. But the Lord wants us to live in today. The Lord wants us to make the fullest of today. And I found myself guilty before of almost skipping over today because of my focus on tomorrow. Where I can either so anticipate tomorrow. As a child, as a teenager, I was never old enough. I always wanted to be older. I always wanted to be in that next level, and probably worsened or made more so by the fact that I was the younger of my siblings. They were always able to drive first and all. I want to be there. I want to get that. I want to be in that place. And you know, if we're not careful, we can spend our lives wishing away today and wishing for tomorrow. And it's especially easy to do when we're in trials, when we're in difficult places. Lord, all I want is out. All I want is this to be over. And I want to get out of this. But you know what? I get to tomorrow and I'll get to the end of this battle and there's going to be another battle. And then I say, Lord, all I want is out. And then I get to the end of that one and there's another. Lord, all I want is to get to the end of this one. You know, I believe the Lord wants us to live our life well. to live our life to the fullest. And we live our life not in one big chunk, but we live it a day at a time. Oh Lord, help us to redeem the time. Scripture says, because the days are evil. Lord, help me to redeem the time. It means help me to make the most of what I have. That is today. One day at a time. Today goes by so quickly. I've heard the old ones say it. And it's so hard to grasp whenever you're young, and it seems like time just drags by. I'm never going to graduate. Never going to get my license. Never going to fill in the blank. And it just seems like time cannot go fast. And then suddenly, somehow, you get to a point in life and you say, where'd it go? If we're not careful, if we're not intentional by the Lord's help in making the most of today, we'll find that in the blur of life that we lose this gift and that we leave behind a trail of unfinished work, missed opportunities, and regrets. Lord, help me to make the most of today. Help me to dwell in today. Help me to not be so focused on what tomorrow looks like. And just in my mind's eye, I see myself. The times that I have so much on my mind. So much that I'm thinking about this. And I'm thinking about that out in the future. And I say, Lord, how many opportunities have I passed? How many people have I walked right by that were hurting? That I could have been there for. And it's not, again, it's not to live in this cloud of regret about the past. I could have done this. I should have done that. How many times it seems like people get to the end of their life and they say, I wish I would have done more of this. I wish I would have spent more time with the Lord. I wish I would have worked for the Lord when I had my strength and my youth. I wish I would have made more of a priority of my family and those things that are important. I wish. Well, folks, today is the day to make those wishes true. Today is the day to make that a reality. Today is the day that the Lord has given me. Hebrews, the third chapter. Hebrews 3 and beginning in the ninth verse. When your fathers tempted me. Let's back up one more. Harden not your hearts as in the provocation, in the day of temptation in the wilderness. When your fathers tempted me and proved me and saw my works 40 years, wherefore I was grieved with that generation and said, they do always err in their heart and they have not known my ways. So I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. While it is called today. Oh, those todays can be so quickly swept away by procrastination, by the other things that we've talked about, that all those todays are swept away and gone. While it is today. Today is the day of salvation. This is the appointed time. This is the time the Lord has given us. Oh, to a world that is lost and undone and in sin. They're not here today. But I would that I could call out to them as the gospel does. Today is the day of salvation. Don't lose today. Don't let it be swept away into a sea of regret and shame and guilt. Today is the opportunity the Lord has given you. Don't let today be lost by thinking in the future. One of these days, I'll turn to the Lord. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day the Lord has given us. What are we doing with today? It is the day of opportunity. Today is the first day of the rest of our lives. And this isn't just some philosophical thing. I want it to be something that the Lord challenges us with. Lord, help me to make the most of today. Lord, what do you want me to do today? This says, exhort one another today, daily. What have I done to encourage someone else today? There's a place that every one of us feels. I'll say even in this congregation, there is a place that the pastor can't feel in every... Lord, what can I feel? Lord, what can I do? Do I see those that are hurting or in need? Lord, is there something that I can do to step in, to be a help, to speak a word, to lift up hands that droop down? Exhort one another. Oh, I can become so focused on the past, so focused on the future, that I become self-absorbed and I can't think of anyone else. And the Lord says, exhort one another. Be an encouragement. Be a help to others as well. Because I can so fill myself and my mind and my time with me. Me past, me present, me future. That I don't have time for others. That I don't have time. And the Lord says, one, leave the past at the foot of the cross. Leave the future at the foot of the cross. You live today. And there's some things I want you to do today. There's some people I want you to be a help to today. Exhort one another. Encourage one another. Oh, brother, be encouraged in the Lord. Do we do enough of that? I'm looking at myself. Lord, do I do enough of that? While it is today, Lord, help me to know how I can exhort one another. Oh, sometimes it's uncomfortable maybe of bringing up. I mean, some of these things are personal. Our walk with the Lord. You know, I think of the time of the evening light, the early years of the Reformation, it was marked by a sense of urgency that time is drawing down to a close. Some of them believed even that it's going to come in our lifetime. It's wrapping up. We don't have much time left. Work while it is day. And we can look on and say, well, we can see that they were wrong, were they? Well, maybe about it coming in their lifetime. But is there not an urgency that the Lord wants us to have about today? The danger of our time is being swept into a place of complacency. Like all the others who stand by and say, ah, where's the promise of His coming? Since our fathers fell asleep. And here it still goes on. In other words, there will be tomorrow and another tomorrow and another tomorrow. There's plenty of them. We're not given tomorrow. Guaranteed tomorrow. We're not given it today. Lord, help me to do today. While today is the day of salvation, while it is called today, Lord, what can I do to work for you? What can I do to make the most of this day that it can glorify you? You pray for me. Amen.